Good morning. It's September 1st. And welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is No Take Backs. David said, "While the child was alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, who can tell whether the Lord will be gracious to me, that the child may live? But now he is dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again?" 2 Samuel 12:22. Remember being a kid and when someone said or did something mean to you, you'd say, "Take that back." Or maybe closer to home, you can remember something you said or did, perhaps not just as a kid, but more recently, that you wish with all your might you could take back. When we do something we ought not do, which often involves hurting someone else, the effect on others is almost always something you can't just take back. We believers know that we are forgiven, right? Through Christ, our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. Scripture tells us he remembers our sins no more, right? Separates us from our sin as far as the east is from the west. Remember? But the consequences of your sin are not so easily erased. The fervent attempt to undo with prayer alone what we have done is futile. King David realized this. His adultery with Bathsheba, his murder of her husband Uriah, had inescapable consequences. Yes, he confessed and repented at Nathan's behest. Yes, the Lord forgave him, but the damage his sin had caused was not undone with prayer and would affect his family for generations. He understood that once his son by Bathsheba was dead, no amount of prayer would undo the damage. When Christians sin, which they do every day, if not virtually every minute, they know they are forgiven. There is freedom from guilt and shame in that forgiveness, it is true, and that's a blessing. But your sin often hurts another deeply, and just because God forgets your sin doesn't mean the person that you injured will. Your sin does have consequences, even if forgiven. So as Paul tells us in Romans 6:15, we shouldn't feel free to sin simply because we live under grace and not the law. We are no longer slaves to sin, but slaves to Christ. Just because there is no condemnation in Christ doesn't mean at all that your sin doesn't have serious consequences to yourself and others. If you murder someone and are forgiven by God, they're still dead. Their family is still devastated, and you're still in prison. So next time you think about saying or doing something mean-spirited, whether to someone's face or behind their back, remember, there are no take-backs. Prayer won't necessarily undo the hurt you cause. Yes, bring everything to the Lord in prayer and all things are possible with God, but don't assume God's forgiveness means you get off scot-free with the people you hurt. Usually, there are no take-backs. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We are beyond grateful for the forgiveness you shower on us, even though we are undeserving. But Spirit, remind us that our actions have consequences nevertheless. Remind us that sin may be forgiven, but can still hurt us and the people around us. It should give us pause when we're about to give in to temptation, and that weakness will lead to another's pain. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.